You're new here, aren't you? No, nothing. Just, I recognize that look on your face. Also, your clothes are... No, not out of place. Not at all, actually. You even took the coat off right when entering to get into character. Well, it means that you must have read up on the rituals. It's a bit surprising that you, that someone new, would get the dress code down like that. You're a bit early, though. Well, yes, the written info says that it's already begun, but people started showing up late until it became the norm. I just wasn't lucky with the buses, and I didn't want to wait for hours and miss the fun. So, is it what you expected? I've been told that it used to be a lot shabbier. We've gotten quite clinical lately. Maybe to fight the stereotypes? It's easier for gatherings like this to go smooth if we keep it clean. That depends. We tend to cover our outfits or keep them in a bag as long as we're outside, but some of the most experienced among us know just how to toe the line between subtly standing out and drawing unwanted attention. It's a great sense of thrill if you can handle it well. Maybe you should try it too, after a few visits. I mean, if you'd be comfortable with it. I wouldn't want to pressure you like I've been known to do sometimes. I might have gotten blind to the impression a place like this can leave to the unacquainted. I guess we all have something to work on. You know, to reconcile the things that we've done in the past. How about you? Any projects of self-improvement that you have going on? Well, yes, I am direct. It's something that I've learned after realizing that inaction is a choice. So, are you going to answer my question? Repressed thoughts? What kind? Come on, everyone is kinky here. Including God, if there is one. Anyone that you would like to drown by flooding the world? Wow, that has layers to it. Do you mean it? Like, would you feel it? Am I that obvious? All right, I guess I'll have to own up to my own words and be clear. I contemplated not coming here tonight, to be honest. It occurred to me that enough shots of liquor in my home might at least give me what I expect and not induce false hopes. I've been in the community for months, but the result has mostly been the same. Sorry if I'm being a downer to a newcomer. No, don't get me wrong. It's been intense, but still not what I'm looking for. It's been coordinated. I've been fucked senseless, spanked, choked, called most cliches in the book, had voices raised at me, been overstimulated to the point of tears. All of it. In the same planned attempts to make me feel it. I understand that it sounds pretentious or self-important, but I see through it. Despite attempts from my different doms to make it all burn, I see what they're trying to hide. A sense of adoring disbelief, bordering on idolization for the submissive unicorn. It's cute, I guess. Sadly, it kills my vibe. Well, yeah, safety is important, absolutely, but honestly, I want to be held accountable. I want it to sting like losing face. So, to sum things up, I didn't have much hope for tonight, but I figured I might as well give it at least one last chance, and I'm glad I did. Because I think if anyone could mean it or feel it, it would be you. What? What do you mean, why? Oh, come on, you know. Huh? You really don't recognize me, do you? Damn, maybe I have changed. How about now, shit for brains? No, 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 please don't go. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I swear I... Please, just stay and listen, just for a moment. Okay, I lied to myself. It's true. Even more than I did to you. And it wasn't the last time. I understand if you want to leave. But it's only fair that I let you know what really happened. Well, if you trust me enough to tell you. I liked you. That's how it started, whether you believe it or not. Isn't it obvious why? Come on, what was I like back then? No, you can say it. I was like a sheep, worrying all the time, needing to belong, clinging to anything except my gut feeling, scrutinizing my surroundings, changing what I wore, the things that I pretended to like and bought with my money, dumb enough to think any of that would make anyone remember me. Like, I was on the inside of some invisible wall, calling it self-expression, always anxious about who would exclude me. That's where I saw you, remember? From the other side as I was looking out. God, at first I laughed so much at it. At you. How you could just come into our class from another school and not even bother to blend in. How the words that they flung at you never had the time to stick, even to the ground that you walked on. I ascribed so much to you. Do you know that? Arrogance, ignorance, pointlessness. Just excuses to keep the wall up. That's what my therapist told me. And you! You had the nerve to tear it down, didn't you? Just walking up to me, striking up conversations like it was nothing, talking about shit I wasn't sure anyone could care about. You got to me. And it was fucking beautiful. Well, it could have been, if I hadn't fucked it all up and told my friends about it. Have you ever been looked at like you're some sickness to be avoided? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I know you have. I wish I'd been like you, you know? Able to take people's looks and turn them into some joke. But we both know that I wasn't. I wasn't dumb, though. Isn't that the sad part? I was predicting it all. Calculating it. Planning it out. Like I was taking orders from someone. Oh, sorry, I'm just making excuses. Fuck. Humans are social beings, right? Even the ones who seemingly don't even give a fuck. I really wish I had not used that against you. See, I already knew how it would play out. You'd trust me enough not to question my invitation, and then you'd show up at my place exactly on time, like no one else I knew, like right now. You'd step into my living room and ask again about the secret I had to tell you, and the sun would pierce through the windows like some goddamn accusation. And then, all it would take was three words and a snap of my fingers. My friends would come out from the bedroom, from upstairs, from every damn angle, and they would grab onto you by one limb each, carry you out through the front door and throw you down on the runway like a chunk of human garbage. And you wouldn't even protest. And all that I would see would be disappointment and betrayal and my own fucking inaction before they'd slam the door in your face and hear you stand there quietly sobbing before you left. And I would choke down their laughter, knowing that I'd been restored to fucking nothing. I do not mean to put all of this on you. Just, I'm sorry. Man, this is so uncomfortable. You know what really gets to me now? That I had been on the receiving end of shit like that many times before what I did to you. You would think that I would have known better or had some backbone, some dignity, but nothing. I mean, shit. If I was so good at predicting things, maybe I should have seen the rest of it coming too. My friends walking away from me when I couldn't keep it interesting for them anymore. And then being left alone with a collection of shit I didn't even like, sending looks toward the boy at the back of the class. Looks that just turned to jokes. Hey, please look back at me, okay? Just this once. It's been more than a decade, but I never hurt anyone like I hurt you. And you still have not forgiven me, have you? Do you think you ever will? Hey, come on. There's no need to talk around it anymore. Just give it to me straight. Please. I can take it. Fuck. That is cold. But it's what I deserve. Funny, it feels like a relief somehow. I am glad that you told me. Even if what I actually want is impossible. Okay, I think they're about to open the place. Real talk. Have you ever had revenge fantasies about me? No, I don't mean some cheeky gesture or anything. I mean something darker. Something about ruining me. Drowning me by flooding the world. Don't hold back. I told you, I can take it. Wow. That is so honest. No, it's why I think you can mean it. Hold me accountable? Do you think you'd be ready for that? I understand if you're not, but I... Shit. This is going to be intense. Hi! Damn, you look fucking amazing tonight. Yeah, look, I know I need to book things in advance, but I need the back room. I will make it up to you, I promise. He's with me, and it's important. Really? No one booked it? Well, shit! I guess I've just been put on cleaning duty for nothing then. I'm joking. I will be happy to help out. All right, I'll see you when it's over. And keep away from that shitty dominatrix from last week, okay? Oh yeah, I know you know. Okay, since you are aware of the dress code, I'm guessing that you've gotten our safety etiquette down as well. Yep, so what's the safe word? And the one for slowing it down. Yep. And the gestures, in case I'm gagged. And the eye gestures, in case I'm gagged and tied up. You never skipped your homework, did you? Well, that's good, especially now. I will hold the door for you, sir. You know what all these tools do? You are a good theorist. I like that. But I also want to see you put it into practice. Here, put the collar on me. Okay. Attach the leash. Well, it's more of a general term in here, but tonight I would like to be your slut. It's the least I can do, right? Are you still sure that you want this? There's nothing you need to follow along with anymore. You know that, right? There never was a secret to tell. Okay, I think I know how to initiate this. Don't you? Hey, shit for brains! I wasn't smart either. You're right. I only knew how to break my own self-image. No, please, not my skirt. No, leave my panties on, you fucking... Ah! You think that I cannot toy with your mind just because you've cuffed me to this thing? My hair! Yes, okay, fine, I'll shut the fuck up and... you beat this brattiness out of me. That was one, sir. You're right, I hadn't started yet, and I... two! Fuck! You think that you can regain some kind of sick psychological control by doing this, don't you? Three! Four! I'm sorry, I was just trying to provoke you. I didn't mean to... Five! Six! Seven! Look at me! Don't you fucking dare hold back! You hear me? I am not a good person, and I was fucking horrible to you, and... Eight! I'm not crying, it's just crocodile tears! I'm only trying to manipulate you! Oh, fuck. You're gonna rape me, aren't you? What are you doing with my panties? You... No, you are not putting them in my mouth. That is fucking... Fuck! Just go soft! I'm not ready to... Oh, God. Yes. Yes, I am, sir. I'm a bad human being. I'm not worth being fucked like this. Just take them out. Is that the best you can do, huh? Come on, fucking hate me. I want to feel you. My hair. Hold my head down, sir. Just don't. Ow, my tits. Oh, God, they're fucking sensitive. Ow. No, fucking do it more. Just smack the guilt out of my body and just. Yes. Is this fulfilling? Huh? Is it getting into your head? Are you ready to use me up to blow your first load? Are you? Then fucking come on my ass. Coat my bruises. Make me remember it. Fuck, I'm coming for you. Make me a fucking cum dump. Fuck. Fuck. No, it wasn't too much. I'm still green. How about you? Good. Because I was just getting started and... What the fuck are you doing on your knees? Oh. Seriously, what are you doing? Oh, wasn't I supposed to be the... Fuck. I know what the fuck you're trying to do. You want to make me feel even more guilty, don't you? You think that you're better than me just because you can be all... altruistic. Is that it? Well, I am not someone that you can make come just by being gentle, so I suggest you... Fuck! Ooh, you just had to go for my most sensitive spot. Fuck! God damn it! What, you want this to hurt for me? You want me to cry for your forgiveness just so that you can deny it to me? Ooh, I get the game that you're playing. But you are not going to see me give in to it. Not this time. Oh, God. Not well. Fuck, go easy with the... what is this? Some class in reverse psychology? I am not gonna... Fuck, no, I'm not gonna do it. You are lucky that my hands are tied, because if I could, I would slap the shit out of... No, do not stop. Don't you fucking dare. Keep going. Just don't think that it means anything. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. Oh, God. Oh. Choke me, sir. How do you want me? Yes, I'll get on my knees and... Oh, you're... Okay, you're good. I'm glad you did that. Mostly for your sake. My hands need to be kept in check. You wouldn't know what they're capable of. And I'm way too strong for you. Maybe you should take my arrow away a bit more just to be on the safe side. That is, unless you feel pressured into it. Or, what do you think, loser? You think this is gonna help you, huh? You think you can make me a better person by punishing me? That making me drool out spit all over my body will give me empathy? Try harder. Make me give in. Make me a sloppy, gagging mess without a will of my own. Ruin this makeup that took me hours to do. Just don't think that this mind game is yours to win. See how my arms are tugging against the cuffs? Does that fill you with a false sense of security, you piece of shit? What's that? I can't hear you. Am I sounding harsh? Am I reminding you of how I traumatized you for life? No, I am not letting you show me mercy. I want you to fucking hold me accountable. You think that I did not mean it when I said that I'm your slut? Well, I am. I am responsible for making you feel like shit. And I will make up for it with my tears. Stop checking in. Don't let me manipulate you anymore. Just take what the fuck you want. Tug my leash and pull me in. Screw what's responsible. Just make me know who I am. That's right. I am the one who made you keep your guard up for the rest of your fucking life. And I did it for nothing because I didn't know any better. Just fucking use me and don't ever, ever forgive me. You hear me? You shouldn't be considering my health just to be above me. Do you understand? You are not better than me. You are a bully just like everyone else. And I'm just talking shit to make myself feel better. And yes, yes, fucking lose it. Make me feel it. Make me know that you mean it. Just calm down my slutty submissive throat. Flood the world! Fool yourself into thinking that you've achieved something. Just fucking do it! Use my throat to... Mm-hmm. was right, wasn't I? I saw it in your eyes. You're not disappointed anymore, are you? Whew, shit, huh? So, how do you feel? That's okay. You don't have to know everything. Or anything. I didn't go too far, did I? With the things that I said? Yeah, I don't know. I just got this feeling like I needed to drag a bottomless pit out of your mind. It might be the brattiest I've ever been, but fuck, it was worth it. Do you think that I changed your mind? About forgiving me? No, you don't have to know that either. I'm fine with a maybe. Oh shit, I still have the leash on me. Hold on. Actually, I was thinking that maybe I should keep wearing the collar. I mean, at least for tonight, or... Well, if you'd like it, I wouldn't... Yeah. You know already. Good. Wanna get a drink with me and mingle with the others? Yeah, we'll tidy up first, of course. I like your sense of responsibility. And then we can toast to your first BDSM scene, and you can mark my collar with your name. And then we'll let everyone know who I belong to from now on. Let's get to work.